It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
A season like none before has yielded an off-season with the uncertainties and questions to match. We'll keep you up to date on things in baseball and with your team on the Twins Hot Stove Show. The Twins Hot Stove Show is presented by Killebrew Root Beer. Locally owned and operated, it's how memories are created and legends are made. Here's the host of the Hot Stove Show, Chris Atterbury.
It is time for the Hot Stove Show and our penultimate Hot Stove Show of the winter because camp opens tomorrow and the Twins will be on the diamond in Fort Myers and we'll actually have baseball to talk about and games to cover in a couple of weeks. But this is the Twins Hot Stove Show brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer, locally owned and operated. It's how memories are created and legends are made. And boy, have we needed a hot stove here in Twins territory, the temperature above zero for the first time in about 10 days. And our guest, Tyler Duffy, oddly enough, also joining us from a weather-ravaged state. You are fortunate enough to have power in Houston, unable to get to Florida yet, Tyler. You guys not necessarily negative 15 or 20, but without the infrastructure, you guys have been in a world of hurt down there.
Yeah, it might as well be. It's going on, 3 days now? Basically, power's been on and off for most of the city, and running water's basically not existent at this point, so... it's one of those things. It's just kind of continuing last year into this year, just keep it coming for us. But we're making it work, and like you said, hopefully we'll get to some warm weather tomorrow and get out of here.
And are you able to keep grandma warm and the rest of your extended families for both you and Sarah?
Yeah, we got fireplaces luckily in a couple of the houses, and friends with generators because of the hurricanes we have down here. People have built-in gas generators, so those have a whole nother use now, just keeping heat on. So, normally it's to keep some AC in the fridge going, but now it's, people are trying to stay warm and cook food at this point. So it's been a crazy 48 hours, but it's one of those things we'll get through it.
And again, it's small by comparison, but you should be in Florida by now. Like you typically would already be in Florida going through whatever protocols you have to be to get on the field.
Right. Yeah. Our flight was Monday morning originally, and we would have been there tested in and all that good stuff, and I think there's a few of us actually that are kind of stranded in Texas, oddly enough. Everywhere else, they're just made to handle the cold, and so we just simply aren't, and people can't get to work to even open a business, let alone sell things. So it's a crazy time. I'm sure some good things will come from it, as far as adjusting the way things are handled, but for right now, it's just stay warm and clear out the fridge with whatever food we got.
Well, on the bright side, you don't have alligators and snakes in the streets the way you did the last time you guys were having the hurricane issue. So,
no anacondas roaming.
We'll wait for Florida for that. Well, Tyler Duffy's kind enough to give us some time. And before we get to the fun and happy, yay, it's pitchers and catchers reporting talk, Rocco Baldelli and Derek Falvey joined earlier today with some media to make an announcement. You were aware of it, but just so people know, Mike Bell, Twins bench coach, diagnosed with kidney cancer, underwent a procedure. He is at home, and we had this update earlier today from Rocco Baldelli.
The situation is obviously serious, but Mike has handled this with great courage, and he's recovering, doing great, and is looking for the next part of his recovery, which will take place at home in Arizona for the time being. But believe me, he's already plotting his return back to the dugout and getting back with the guys and getting ready to go.
So that's Rocco Baldelli. And the good news is Mike Bell is home. He is recovering with his family. The tough part, obviously, is nobody wants to deal with a fight like kidney cancer that he is currently engaged in. Rocco kept mentioning, Tyler, that the team has been fully behind Mike in this from various points around the country. And obviously, you're one of the veterans on this club now, that this is something that was yet another in a long line of sucker punches.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Baseball is fun and it's a game and we're all just having a good time. But, you got to remember, like, we're people like everybody else, and bad things happen, you know, horrible things. And, you know, it's one of those, you've never wanted to be somebody, you know, or care for, or you don't wish it on anybody, but, you know, like Rocco said, when we learned about it the first time, you know, we're going to rally behind him. You know, whatever Mike needs, we're going to be there for him. You know, there's endless supply of information on our end that we could help him, give him any, you know, encouragement, just somebody to talk to. And, you know, there's a lot of different people in a clubhouse that have gone through a lot of things. And I think that's something that is really one of those things that ties a team together. You know, you learn so much about each other when times are tough, and, you know, this is one of those. And, you know, we're going to stay behind Mike and his family, and I'm sure everyone's going to do anything possible to, you know, make this as smooth and as healthy a process as we can.
Yeah, very well said. Interesting side note of this, and I remember when Michael Kadir and his wife had their first child, and Cuddy and I were talking, and I asked him, he looked like something was wrong, and he said he'd been watching a movie that he'd seen 100 times before, but he started crying because, and I said, well, why? And he and I both had our first kid around the same time. He said, now that I'm a parent, I look at these movies differently.
It hits. It hits so hard.
You're in that year now. Are you feeling that?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, little things, you know, just even, you know, you've had kids, you know, when they finally let you just hold them and kind of lay on you, or when they come to you instead of trying to get away from you, or, you know, like you said, you watch a movie and it's just like, man, like this means so much more now than it was just like, oh, this stupid movie. And now it's like, man, like that's heavy right there, you know? And it's things become very real, very fast. And I mean, that kind of ties in with what we were just talking about with Mike, yeah. You know, it's just life comes at you really fast sometimes. And, you know, you just got to keep trucking and lean on those and rely on those people around you that you know, are there for you.
And in the first year plus, your son's life has been so unique with the pandemic. If there's ever a time to be quarantined in your house, I guess this would be it, right? Because you guys, you know, are together and can be together. And it's not like, you know, he has to be racing off to school or this, that, or the other thing. So
yeah, thank goodness.
Quality time, if there ever was some.
Yeah, that was that first 3 months of his life. We were basically at my house or my in-law's house. You know, we didn't go anywhere, couldn't do anything. We didn't know what was safe or not safe to do. You know, as crazy as this is, I'm very grateful for the situation I was in, you know, to be able to do that and experience that. Cause normally, especially during the season, a guy has a kid, it's 3 days and, you know, mm-hmm. we'll see you at some point, you know, if they're not at home, you know, they can't fly for a while, you know, all those things. And so it's definitely, it was a weird year, but it worked out being perfect for me. You know, I know there's guys that are having kids left and right, you know, we're at that age. And so this year will probably present another interesting one just with COVID still going around. And, you know, we'll just have to see how all this plays out.
Getting through the season the way you guys did last year. And again, Tyler Duffy is our guest here on the Twins Hot Stove Show, getting accustomed to the testing of the mask and all the various different ways of prepping for a game. Do you think that's going to make it easier this spring as you guys, again, the book on protocols is thick. It's a very thick book, but is it going to make it easier because you guys know A, what's at stake, and you've kind of been there before?
Yeah, I think Raj hit on this when we had one of our Zooms. He, you know, he said, he's like, look, guys, assume it's going to be the same. You know, did it suck having to worry about all the extra things? Yes, but we did it. We proved that we could do it. So now it's just keep your head down. You know, we've got to stay healthy for 6 months, you know, however long the season is. You know, it's, yeah, in the short term, it might suck a little bit, but being able to play every game, being able to travel and do our jobs and put on a show for the people who need something to do at this point, you know, and hopefully at some point allowing fans in the stadium. It's a lot of that's in our hands. You know, it's on us to be responsible, you know, be diligent, you know, don't go out to eat and hang out in bars and things like that. You know, you can go pick up food, go do your whatever, but you've got to think in the back of your mind, you are just as accountable for the rest of your team as you are for yourself. You know, if you bring it in, all of a sudden 10 guys have to go through protocols. You miss 2-3 days, you know, who knows what happens. And, you know, God forbid something really bad happens, somebody getting sick. And so, you know, it's just, you know, we went through the short version of it, which probably worked out for the best, you know, but now mentally we know what we're getting into. And hopefully as the season rolls along, you know, with the vaccines and things like that, you know, we can get back to somewhat of a normal baseball season. You know, even think about all these rookies who debuted last year and mm-hmm. didn't have a fan in the seats, you know, they had to wear masks. We had lockers all over the place. You know, I mean, you name it. It was just a weird, kind of, as long as I was going to say something appropriate, it was just a very strange, it was just a very unprecedented season. And, you know, so hopefully for those guys too, they'll get to really experience, you know, a big league game and a big league life, you know, that we're so fortunate to live.
Yeah, we had one of those guys on last week, and Ryan Jeffers, who had the misfortune of walking past the Zoom room when we were looking for someone. And, you know, I asked him about, you know, being able to have his family there, for instance,
or right,
playing in front of fans. And you guys will get some fans in spring training. So talking about the actual baseball, literally the actual mm-hmm. baseball, Ryan and I were discussing last week that we're deadening the ball now, right? Where the ball is going to be different. And I'm wondering for you, having spent my career watching players have to hoard big league balls to even throw with in the off season because the minor league balls were different.
Right.
When will you get a chance to see this quote unquote new ball? Will they even tell you? And will you be able to tell the difference?
We could tell the balls were harder. That was for sure. You know, it's just like, you know, I relate it to, you know, an NBA player with a basketball or a football guy with a football, or you, honestly, there's probably something you use every day you don't think about, but if all of a sudden it changed, you would be like, something's off here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what you could relate it to. It was just a different feel. And obviously the ball was rocketing out of the stadium all of a sudden. And so, you know, was it changed that much? Maybe not. Was there intention? What happened? Probably not. But, you know, now that, you know, it was, the ball wasn't changed, you know, yada, yada, yada. Well, now clearly something did change because now we're having to deaden the ball. So if anything, I would bet it's going to be very similar to the ball of 5 years ago, you know, something like that. But I would assume they'd roll them out. You know, they may not mention when they're actually mm-hmm. coming out, you know, because it's all, I guess Rawlings is the company and we get pallets and pallets of baseballs, as I'm sure you've seen. So,
yeah,
you know, it's just one of those spring training. The balls are always a little different. You know, they're probably not, as you know, it's 1A, 1B as far yep. as the grade goes. But, you know, I'm sure as those games start rolling, you know, guys will be able to tell you more definitively whether they can really tell or not. But, you know, as long as the guys don't hit it hard, I'm not too worried about it.
Hey, I'm just curious, will spin rates change? You know, maybe you'll feel like you got even more drop on your pitches.
Yeah.
How has your workout been affected in this offseason, the quarantine workout situation?
Yeah, so I'm fortunate we have a, you know, gym that's actually right down the street from me. We had a good group of guys, but, you know, we've had a few COVID scares here and there, things like that. And, you know, you just have to, kind of the same thing. We in the back of all of our minds, like, yes, you know, we're in Houston. It's pretty open as far as rules go, but we're still working out with guys who have a job to get done with other teams. And so, you know, it kind of becomes a second team for the off season. And, you know, we've all been pretty smart, you know, trying not to bring anything in that, you know, may cause some problems. So, you know, it's honestly, once I got back and got rolling, it's been great. And, you know, now obviously the gym's closed, you know, it'd probably be a good day to go, but, you know, I've got some throwing in here and there in the last couple of days and just trying to make do until I can get to Florida.
Yeah, you'll get to Florida, you'll get in with Wes and the crew, and you'll see some new faces in the bullpen. And so much about bullpen, whether you're wearing a mask or not, so much is about how you guys get along and pick each other up. It's been a huge strength of this club the last couple of years. And even though the names have changed, I would expect that with guys like yourself, with Taylor still there, mm-hmm. it's going to be similar expectations, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, we've brought in some guys who've been around and, you know, have a lot of experience, you know, across the board, you know, defensively, offensively, you know, pitching wise, we've brought in a lot of pieces and they all know what the end goal is. And I think that's good. And, you know, when you bring in guys, you know, like a Colomé, I believe I was saying it right. Yeah. Or Colomé, you know, he had, you know, what, 30, 40 saves for the Rays a few years back, you know, he's pitched in those tight spots. And, you know, as Rocco has made clear, we've kind of all pitched everywhere. And so I think that'll be, you know, the plan again. You know, I don't know. I haven't been there yet to talk to anybody, but, you know, we're all going to go out and do our job, and, you know, whatever inning that is and whatever time that is in the game, you know, that's our job to get those outs. And the more that we stay on that path, the better we are. And, you know, I think it's, once you get that ball rolling, it's a lot of fun out there.
You know, you started throwing up in the zone and dropping the curveball, and that was everybody's trend. And now suddenly Shoemaker's a sinker ball guy, and you see the cutters from Colomay, and you got Simmons vacuuming everything up at shortstop. Yeah. You're going to start throwing your two-seamer again?
Hey, you never know with that guy out there. You know, and then I keep telling people, they ask, you know, what we're thinking, what our thoughts are. And, you know, honestly, we have a lot of different looks, and I think that's something so valuable to have. You know, we lost Trevor, but we brought in Hansel, and he throws hard. I mean, just gas. And then, you know, we've got cutter guys, we've got sinker guys, we've got Raj and I from either side, you know, a lot of different looks. And I think that is more difficult than sitting on a fastball all night. You know, you bring in three straight guys who are throwing 98. Eventually a big leaguer is going to hit 98. I don't care how hard you throw. But if you bring in three different looks over three innings, they can't really get into that groove as well. And I think that's something that we've been good at. And, you know, we've kind of done that in the past year. And this is just further proving that, you know, with the different looks we're going to have now coming out of the pen.
Very well said. Tyler Duffy is our guest from Frigid Houston. We'll take a break on the Twins Hot Stove Show. We've got more from Duff coming up, though, as we'll get some final quick thoughts before he heads, hopefully, to warmer climes very, very soon. This is the Twins Hot Stove Show and your home for Twins baseball. Chris Atterbury welcoming you back to the Twins Hot Stove Show. It has been so cold here in Twins territory that we have been in dire need of a hot stove. And as we heard from Tyler Duffy, chilly in Texas as well. And hopefully taking the chill off with camp opening this week for the Twins and others all around baseball. Also want to remind you about our Hot Stove Show auction. We've been doing it all winter long in conjunction with the Twins Community Fund. And that's where all the proceeds go. And we've got until the end of our show next week, our final Twins Hot Stove Show of the offseason, when we close up the bidding on the four items currently up for grabs. You can find them at twinsbaseball.com/hotstoveauction. There's a Barrios jersey. There's a Luis Arraez nameplate. There's a game-used ball. I believe it was a Nelson Cruz single. And there is also in there a trio of autographed baseballs from the likes of Joe Mauer, Paul Molitor, and also Jack Morris, the St. Paul trio. So check that out. Again, it's twinsbaseball.com/hotstoveauction. In the meantime, news and notes department, Alex Colomay, who Tyler Duffy referenced in segment one, officially now a Twin, and the Twins have also added a guy who had a career-type night against them way back in 2015, Matt Shoemaker.
And Shoemaker's 1-2, swing and a miss, he got him on a splitter. He doesn't go on the 3-2, and Dozier strikes out for the second time tonight.
And a pitch swung on and missed, gets away from Plouffe. Catcher Iannetta, he's going to have to field it. He'll throw and retire Plouffe. Strikes out his 10th. He strands two.
Yeah, that was part of a big night for Shoemaker against the Twins back in 2015. Has been with the Blue Jays, has had some injury issues. When he's right, devastating split-fingered pitch that just dives headlong for the dirt. A lot of ground balls. And oh, by the way, with Andrelton Simmons lining up at shortstop, not a bad idea to have a guy who can throw some ground balls. We're starting to see that balance kind of come back into play from everybody going up in the zone to, again, finding guys who can get some balls on the ground. We saw success in that realm with Randy Dobnak a year ago. So Matt Shoemaker signed for the Minnesota Twins to compete for a spot in that rotation. And just because camps are open, still a lot of guys looking for work out there. Twins have not been averse to adding guys mid-camp in years past. And while Derek Falvey has said publicly that the heavy lifting is over, doesn't mean the Twins are done adding potentially more arms to their roster for the coming year. So welcome, Matt Shoemaker. And again, this is the Twins Hot Stove Show brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer, locally owned and operated, how memories are created and legends are made. And you can go ahead and create some of your own memories at twinsbaseball.com/hotstoveauction. You've got another week to bid on that quartet of items with all the proceeds going to the Twins Community Fund. We've got more from Tyler Duffy. He's hoping to build some more memories in a Twins uniform in the coming season. We'll join the Doof with more on the Hot Stove Show next, right here on your home for Twins baseball.
Duffy nods his head and the pitch swung and a missed. A slider down and in, effective. Strike three on the outside corner. And Edmund going to argue with the home plate umpire there as he heads back to the dugout. Painted on the outside corner. And a swing and a miss. Nice job, Duffy. He's going to walk off the field, pound his glove there. Three up, three down, three punch outs.
Apparently you and Dan Gladden had some sort of a deal where he got to call all your strikeouts.
That was Tyler Duffy. That.
That was a strikeout heavy 2020 season for the Twins reliever, and we're looking for more of that in 2021. Tyler, our guest on the Twins Hot Stove Show. I want to step away from your performance on the field and get to what really matters is the look. You broke out the, I believe technical term is Carolina blue. I called it the Houston Oiler blue. You rocked the Jordan 1 high tops in Oiler blue with the baby blues last year. It was the best shoe look in all of baseball. And I want to know if it's coming back.
I still have those in a box up there. I had a pair of Jordans and then the Kevin Durant's too, that I was wearing. And, you know, it was one of those at spring. I was like, I mean, we're getting powder blues, like, got to try it. You know, we got to just fully embrace this look. Cause you know, you throw in some, it can be some bad combinations if you do it right. But, you know, I was like, figured why not and go for it. And, you know, I joked, I was like, if I didn't pitch well in them, I was going to throw them straight in the trash. And I think I pitched well the first time. So they got to survive the season. So I guess it worked out all right.
Don't throw them in the trash. I've been on quarantine. I've become a sneakerhead. So don't throw them in the trash.
Oh, there you go.
Save them. Other change. I gotta know, is this the year you finally kick Taylor Rogers out of the nest in spring training? Or will the majors longest spring training bromance living relationship?
He's holding down the fort right now, waiting on us to get there. So we've upgraded. So like with, you know, we added Teddy to the mix, so we had to give Rod some space, but you know, it's one of those things, you know, it's, we're all going through the same thing at the same time, and all through the minors, everything is like roommate. And it's like, you know, what changed, honestly, you know, it's somebody to talk to away from the field who knows exactly what you're going through. You know, it bounce ideas off of, you know, keep you from saying something stupid the next day, maybe, you know, whatever it might be. But, you know, it's been one of those things. It's just fun. And, you know, Sarah, she has a great time taking care of us, you know, and now this year we'll have plenty of entertainment with a 10-month-old running around. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it again. And, you know, honestly, with how it's going to be, I'm not sure what we're going to be able to do or not do. You know, it'll be, instead of being in solitary, it'll be at least be another person to be around. And so, you know, hopefully he doesn't move out halfway through spring, but we'll see.
I'm a little concerned that he's able to eat before you guys get there. I know he relies on you guys heavily for cooking purposes.
Yeah. I think training, as long as fast food's open, we'll be all right.
Yeah. And that great metabolism that he's working baseball wise. I know you're eager to play, just to get out and play and forget about a lot of this other stuff. But we mentioned it in briefly, the fact that there's going to be fans in the stands, that's not a small thing, is it? Especially, I think, for relief pitchers.
Yeah, it's one of those. I found myself a lot last year, and I talked to Colby Suggs about it. I talked to LaTroy, everybody. I felt myself reaching back all the time because I was afraid that I wasn't going to have my stuff. Mm-hmm. Just because that little bump of adrenaline wasn't there. So it was as weird as it sounds. It's like you can hear every thought in your head. You know, you feel everything that you normally wouldn't. And so it was just a different, it was like an out of body kind of experience for a while. It's like, I think I just pitched, but like, I don't feel like I did. You know, it's just a weird feeling. So just having somebody to yell, you know, you suck or whatever it is, you know, just something is better than just hearing crickets. And so you're definitely looking forward to seeing people in the crowd, you know, not just cardboard cutouts, and then, you know, maybe feeling a little bit of that energy. I'm looking forward to it for sure.
You'd have to watch your language more this year.
We'll see. hot mics are all the rage now, right?
But you just got to do you. Hey, you're going to have another Rice Owl in spring camp. Matt Cantorino. Is a little younger than you. He's a big, tall guy. He's like a chemical engineering major. He's some sort of a Rice genius like yourself. Yeah, do you know Matt? Have you guys had a little
we've
Rice
talked connection? Yeah, met him I believe when he was actually officially signing. I guess that would have been 2 years ago now. You know, up at the field, talked to him a little bit here and there. You know, heard through others around Rice, you know, about him. And like you said, he's a smart guy. He's obviously a very talented pitcher on top of it. So, you know, I think he'll fit right in and, you know, show up with an open mind and, you know, we've got some great baseball minds, in the back of that locker room that have helped a lot of people. And, you know, I think he'll get to his feet wet and get to be around some guys, I'm sure, who have plenty of questions for everybody. So, you know, it's one of those things you look forward to, a guy who's eager to be there and eager to learn and listen. And, you know, so we'll see how the spring goes.
Yeah. Well, let's just get it started. Let's get you to Florida.
Yes.
With Sarah.
Yes.
And Kenny. We appreciate your time. Best of luck, not only getting there, but with your family and getting everything back to normal, of some semblance
yes,
of normal,
sir.
And keeping everybody safe. Tyler, it's always great to catch up. We'll see you in a few weeks.
Always. Take it easy.
That's Tyler Duffy, and this is the Twins Hot Stove Show. We've got one more of these coming at you next week. Again, camp opens tomorrow. Hopefully camp with Tyler Duffy shortly thereafter as he gets himself to Florida from frigid Houston. This has been the Twins Hot Stove Show, brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer, right here on your home for Twins baseball.
You've been listening to the Twins Hot Stove Show, sponsored by Killebrew Root Beer. Locally owned and operated, it's how memories are created and legends are made.
This has been a presentation of a Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.